Imagine for a moment you're perusing the fiction in your local bookstore. You pick up a novel only to discover that it's a large print book, but bizarrely, the lines run across the entire double page spread. Confused, you put the book down and pick up the next one. This one the designer has laid out to be more like a magazine than a traditional novel. The pages are full of pull-out quotes, bold headlines, and several columns of text on each page. After trying to read a couple of pages, you put it down in disgust. The final book that you pick up is the craziest of all. Instead of reading from front to back, the designer has reversed the order of the book. You start on the last page and work your way forward to the start of the book. What the hell's going on? That's not what a novel's supposed to look like. It's not how it's supposed to work. You see, we've got certain expectations when it comes to novels. There's a certain layout that designers work within the constraints of. They produce beautiful covers, sure, and gorgeous typography and an enjoyable reading experience, but they don't mess with the fundamental layouts that are consistent across all novels. Why do we accept that this is sensible best practice for design of novels and yet reject it when it comes to the web? There's a real disdain amongst web designers towards the idea of convergence, the idea that all websites are beginning to look the same. Recently, I saw the following tweet, which had this image attached to it. The tweet read, "Which one of the two possible websites are you currently designing?" Dripping with sarcasm, it implied that modern web design had been reduced to two possibilities. Now, I don't believe that's the case, but even if it was, would that be such a bad thing for the user experience? Would it be bad design? The longer an object is around, I believe, the more its design becomes standardized. Take, for example, the automobile or the bicycle. When these things were first invented, their designs varied massively, but over time they began to converge. They converged on an optimal design, but also one that the majority of people were comfortable with, were familiar with. Now the same is true for websites. As our industry matures, so do our design patterns. We've discovered that some things work better than others, and so our designs have converged on those things. Users also come to expect certain things from the layout of a website. They have come to expect the position of the logo and the search box to be roughly the same. They've made assumptions about how navigation will work and where it will be on the page. Surely then, convergence is a good thing. It shows a maturing of our understanding and it creates a better user experience. The user is no longer required to relearn the interface of every website they visit. But what about innovation, I hear you cry. How are interfaces of websites ever going to move forward? How are they ever going to get better if nobody tries anything new? Now, that's a fair question, and I'm not suggesting we should never innovate, that we should never challenge the design. But what I am challenging is the assumption that convergence is lazy design, that the same old layout is a sign that the designer is taking shortcuts or just doesn't care. That he or she is in some way a bad designer because he sticks with conventions. Instead, I believe that we should see sticking with conventions as the sensible option. We should see it as the thing good designers do. That we should have good reasons for breaking with these conventions. A better reason than us simply tiring of the same old designs, working within the same old constraints. After all, good design is about working within constraints. Book designers have been doing this for years, but they still have got a lot of latitude in their designs without necessarily changing the underlying reading experience. Car manufacturers produce stunning designs, all within the best practice that has emerged within their industry. Why then can't we accept that web design has some emerging expectations and best practice? Why can't we embrace those constraints? After all, we produced some amazing designs in the early days of the web when we had limited color palettes, a handful of system fonts, and more constraints than you can shake a stick at.